For more than 20 years, the Young Scholars Liberty Partnership Program has tried to give kids from disadvantaged backgrounds a fighting chance to earn a high school diploma. Of the 40 Liberty Partnerships in New York State, Utica is one of the largest, with about 350 students enrolled a year. John Keeley with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College takes a look at the program.
This study hall in Thomas R. Proctor High School in Utica, New York, is like many others across the state. Students do their homework and receive help from teachers and aides working in the room. But this isn't a typical study hall, and these aren't typical students. They're young scholars. The Young Scholars Program was started more than 20 years ago as a means of helping kids from disadvantaged backgrounds succeed in school. Whether they come from low-income families or ones without much formal education, the program gives them tools to help guide them through high school and on to college.
Young Scholars is basically a huge college prep from the start of sixth grade.
Elliot Coleman is a sophomore at Utica College and a Young Scholars graduate. He also works as a mentor to students currently enrolled in the program. He credits it with preparing him for life after high school.
It was just prepping you and getting you ready for the real world.
Kids can be nominated for the program in the sixth grade. If accepted, students remain with the program from seventh grade until they finish high school. Ben Atwood is the site supervisor of the Young Scholars program at Proctor. One of his many jobs is to broaden students' perspectives.
We are trying to facilitate the process for students to go from high school to college, and there are a lot of different things we do to make that a reality.
Things like academic tutoring, providing opportunities for community service and social work, and taking students on college visits. But while Young Scholars is designed with academics in mind, Atwood says that the kind of help the program gives varies from student to student.
We meet the students where they are. We have several students in the program who are Ivy League caliber students, but they're the ones who say, oh my goodness, this financial aid process, it's just a labyrinth, and no one knows how to help me. That's when we come in.
93% of Young Scholars have graduated from high school, nearly 20 points higher than the New York average. Since 2005, 86% of Young Scholars have gone on to college. For those in the program, the experience has been invaluable for a variety of reasons. For Proctor freshman Courtney Andrews,
they taught us how to cash a check and write a check.
Sophomore Makai Mitchell
basically helped me see things that I do, like schoolwork, community service, good things I could do from that, helped me see the world.
And Sante Kai.
They just helped me become more active in the community by doing community hours and stuff like that. I don't really do much if it wasn't for that.
The program is free for students. The $1,500 annual cost has been covered by grants, mostly from the state's Liberty Partnership Program and the Utica City School District, plus some smaller grants and private donations. But as the high-need district itself has lost millions of dollars in funding, it's had to cut its support for Young Scholars by almost $230,000. The program finds itself at a crossroads, says Program Director Flossie Mitchell.
We are at a point right now where the Young Scholars Program needs to shift into a different place.
Mitchell says a greater proportion of their budget must go to sustaining the program.
We're learning, as we're trying to make this shift right now, about what it is we need to do. And devoting some dollars to marketing and fundraising clearly is going to have to be part of what we need to do.
Mitchell says education is one of the best ways out of poverty, and the Young Scholars Program is helping graduate kids ready for college and career. For WRVO News, I'm John Keeley with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.